This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. CPN-ULD First Party Statute Convention. Convention to be held from 1st to 3rd of October. Nepali Congress General Secretary Sasanka Koirala announces candidacy for party president. Health Ministry reports below 1,000 cases of coronavirus infection since April. Ministry asks all to remain alert despite low case reporting. And United Nations condemns Taliban's brutal crackdown on protests. Now, the news in detail. The CPN-UML has decided to hold its statute convention from 1st to 3rd of October in Kathmandu by amending the previous schedule. UML's Publicity Department Chief Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai confirmed the amendment of the convention dates that was earlier set for 28th to 22nd of September. He further said the standing committee meeting of the party also decided to call next meeting of the committee on the 19th and 20th of September to discuss the proposals to be submitted to the statute convention. Similarly, party's central committee meeting has also been called for 25th and 26th of September. Likewise, yesterday's standing committee meeting has criticized some provisions of the budget brought through a replacement bill. Leader Bhattarai said the meeting also decided to call the parliamentary party meeting today at noon to discuss the UML's role in the parliament. Nepali Congress General Secretary Dr. Sasanka Koirala has announced his candidacy for the party president to be elected from coming 14th General Convention. Inaugurating the Nepali Congress Devchuli Municipality Party office in Nawalpur yesterday, he said he was firm in his decision to file his candidacy for the party president. Saying he believes in finalizing leadership in consensus, he said if consensus failed, election of the leadership would be the democratic option. Vice President of the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Fatima Sumar, paid a courtesy call on Finance Minister Janardhan Sarma yesterday. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Finance in Singhadarbar, they discussed various aspects of the MCC project under which Nepal would receive $500 million in grants. In a press statement, the Finance Ministry confirmed the meeting of the Finance Minister Sarma and MCC Vice Chair Sumar. As per the statement, MCC Vice Chair Sumar requested Minister Sarma to forward the MCC for earliest ratification in the Parliament and its implementation. In reply, Minister Sarma said MCC was being discussed at political level in Nepal and it would be laid forward after having consensus among all. Vice Chair Sumar has already held discussions with Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and other top leaders of the major political parties. The CPN Unified Socialist Party has scheduled its Central Committee meeting for coming Tuesday in Kathmandu. Party's Publicity Department Chief Jagannath Khatiwada shared that the discussion would be held on various issues including assignment of responsibility to leaders, formation of necessary committees for expansion of the party organization across the nation. He also said that the meeting would also dwell on contemporary political situation in the meeting. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 994 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. This is the first time ministry recorded below 1,000 cases in a day since the second wave of pandemic began in early April. Spokesperson of the Ministry of Health, Krishna Prasad Paudel, said although the coronavirus infection rate has come under control, the risk of the pandemic still persists. He said the number of the cases came down as several labs remained closed on Saturday and public holiday. He also said the cases have also not been reported from several labs. Likewise, 1,368 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours. The Health Ministry also confirmed 12 corona-related deaths in Nepal yesterday, taking the death toll to 10,936. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampha Bhusal has said the incumbent government would emphatically work for people's benefits and welfare. At the program organized in Lalitpur yesterday, Minister Bhusal said that the replacement bill brought by the government was an indication to the pro-public work. Minister Vusal opined that the electricity tariff has been reduced to slash trade deficit resulting from the import of LP gas and increased consumption of power produced in the country. Nepal police have arrested a suspect of the murder incident wherein six people of a single family were reportedly murdered in Madi Municipality 1 of Sankhua Sabha. DSP Lal Dhoj Suvedi said the suspect is a relative of the victims, but his identity has not been disclosed for security reasons. DSP Suvedi said the identity of the suspect will be made public amid a press conference. Six people of a single family were reportedly murdered on 6th of September. Their bodies were found and recovered scattered in the surroundings of the home. Hong Kong government has agreed to allow its vaccinated citizens trapped in Nepal to return home. Earlier, Hong Kong had listed Nepal among the extremely risky nations with COVID-19 pandemic. Erstwhile, chair of Hong Kong Nepalese Federation and in charge of Nepalese Service Center, Rita Gurung, said Hong Kong government has agreed to allow vaccinated Hong Kong ID card holder Nepali expats trapped in Nepal to return to Hong Kong. However, for being eligible for this scheme, one need to undergo two COVID-19 tests within 72 hours and must be free from COVID-19. Hong Kong had ceased its regular flights to Nepal since May. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. The United Nations has condemned the Taliban for increasingly violent response to dissent, weeks after groups' rapid takeover of Afghanistan. Demonstrators have taken place across Afghanistan since the fall of Kabul on 15th of August, demanding respect for women's rights and greater freedoms. A United Nations report says Taliban fighters have used batons, whips and live ammunition against protesters. The Taliban takeover follows 2 decades of U.S. military operation in Afghanistan after American and allied forces ousted the group from power in 2001 following 9/11 attacks. Relatives of people who died on 9/11 have read out victims' names as the U.S. marks 20 years since the deadliest terror attacks on its soil. Many struggled to hold back tears at the ceremony held at Ground Zero, the site of the Twin Towers destroyed in the attacks by Al-Qaeda militants. A minute's silence was held at the exact time when each hijacked plane crashed. George W. Bush, who was the U.S. president at the time, gave a speech in Pennsylvania, where one of the planes crashed into a field after passengers overpowered the hijackers. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML defers party statute convention to be held on 1st to 3rd of October. Nepali Congress General Secretary Sasanka Koirala announces candidacy for party president. Health Ministry reports below 1,000 cases of coronavirus infection since April. Ministry asks all to remain alert despite low case reporting. And United Nations condemns Taliban's brutal crackdown on protests. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.